Glenn Ormsby is joining us in a moment. He is the coach of the Premiership Magpies. Yes, you've heard that correct. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Thanks to our good friends at melbourneairport.com.au. And if you are heading to Melbourne Airport and thinking, let's go to New York, you can get your AFL fix over there in Central Park, no less, ladies and gentlemen, because Glenn Ormsby is the senior coach of the New York City Magpies. He joins us on the line. G'day, Glenn.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Mate, congratulations. You won the championship over there, mate. You won the premiership.
Yeah, that's right. The first one in the club's history, so it was a pretty good effort.
Well, take us through. What happened, mate? You fixed up Denver in the grand final.
Yeah, we did. Denver won 6 out of the last 7, I think. And we just all bandied together, and it was a huge team effort. Picked up a few new recruits and good Americans, and we managed to get the chocolates by 3 goals.
A couple of Americans came in. What position? You didn't get an in-and-under tough player like a Luke Ball and a good key ruckman like Darren Jolly, did
a
you?
A good just... quarterback, Ed.
What'd you get?
We got a good winger. We got a really quick midfielder and a good half-forward flanker.
Yeah, how old are they, these Americans? You might want to say, mate.
Actually, funny you mention that. We got a 16-year-old kid who's, I call him the American Scotty Pendlebury because he's...
Right, stop there. Don't say any more. There's other people listening at the moment. I'll talk to you off
air. Hey, Hawthorne's got 11 spots.
Hey, Glenn, can you tell us how big the competition is over there? Because it's the NFL country, isn't it? So are people really taking to it?
Yeah, they are. It's been going for about 14 or 15 years. We had our national championships that we won 2 weeks ago, and there was over 40 teams, so there's pretty much a team in each state. We have about 100 players in our team, so it's sort of gathering momentum.
And how do you getting into state? I mean, do you pay your own way?
Yeah, we do. We sort of, the club subsidises it a little bit through sponsorship and fundraisers, but it's pretty much pay your own way.
And just with those players that you're getting there from America, I mean, is it catching on over there with the locals? And in all seriousness, are there any young guys there who can play?
Yeah, we've got a couple. We've got one guy who runs 110.8 and does a 7-metre long jump, so he's pretty athletic.
Yeah.
But yeah, once the Americans come down and play the game, they understand that, they love it. Our problem's getting people down the game, but once we get them there, they love it. You know, just the game, the continuous nature, because a lot of sports over here are stop-start.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Glenn,
It says you're a coach. Are you only 19 years of age?
No, not me. I'm 29.
Is that the guy who emailed it? Now, what about the scores in the final, 28-7? How long are the quarters?
In the finals, we play 2 by 20-minute halves because we have all go to one city and we have a tournament. So it's a Saturday-Sunday tournament. So you play 2 games on the Saturday and then two games on the Sunday.
No, good stuff. And the real skipper, the Collingwood skipper, Nick Maxwell, got over there for the celebrations.
He did. He happened to be in town and he stopped into our major sponsor, The Australian, which is a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan. And the guy behind the bar is actually our big ruckman. He's a huge Collingwood nut. So I recognised Nick straight away, invited him to our function, which was on the next night, and Nick and his whole family turned up, which was a super effort, given that, you know, Nick's on holidays and didn't know anyone at the club and just took time out of his holiday. And actually, one of the American guys put it into perspective, and he said, you know, how good's this? It's like winning your local softball league and having Derek Jeter, who's the captain of the Yankees, turn up to your celebration.
Yeah.
And what's the song? Do you want to take it out with Eddie now, the Collingwood song?
Yeah, what do you sing when you win?
We sing your song, but we just tweak it to throw the New York City.
Oh, go for it. Awesome. Mate, you're going to make my day. Come on, give it to me. Come on, Glenn. Give me it. Go.
I'll give you my best. Good old New York forever. We know how to play the game.
Side by side,
we stick together. To uphold the magpie's name.
See the
barrackers are shouting. As all barrackers should. All the premiership's a cakewalk for the good old New York magpies.
Good job.
I love it, mate. The Big Apple.
It's got a big smile on his face now.
Got a big everything going at the moment. That's fantastic. Good on you, Glenn.
All right, thanks for that, guys.
Well done,
good
mate.
On you, buddy. Congratulations. Hey, what are you doing over there, by the way?
I'm working at a hedge fund over here.
Yeah, and where are you from in Melbourne?
From Melbourne.
Good on you, mate. What school did you go to?
I actually grew up in the country and then came down to the city.
Good on you, mate. Well, good on you, Glenn. Congratulations, Premiership coach in the American Football League. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
That's him. That's Glenn Ormsby, working on Wall Street, playing a bit of footy, wins the premiership for the New York Magpies. That's a good lifestyle.
This is the most excited I've seen you all weekend.
I'm fired up now. 6:30 news coming up. We've got plenty to get through later on in the show. I'll tell you all about it in a few seconds.
Traffic. Triple M Hot Breakfast Traffic.